Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sacramento County's stay-at-home order is still in place, though that might have been lost in the news that dining in at restaurants in the county could reopen as soon as Friday. There are more restrictions that would be loosened with state approval, and the county's Director of Public Health Services, Dr. Peter Bielenson, is joining us by phone. Dr. Bielenson, welcome again to Insight.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the status right now of the county's request for approval and the ability to move deeper into phase two?
So we've met the criteria the governor has put out to be able to move to further in phase two, and we're just waiting for them to post our attestation that our data is valid sometime today.
What's your expectation about that and then go into this dining in allowance? What do you think is going to happen?
I think there's almost no question that I guess you never should assume anything, but there's almost no question we'll get at least approval for things like the mall opening with some restrictions and restaurants opening as well. So our goal is to have our health order renewed by Friday at noon, maybe a little bit earlier, and that will allow restaurants to open for the Memorial Day weekend and the malls as well with restrictions, obviously.
The stay-at-home order is still in place, though, and explain how you see the balance or the coexistence of the two.
So there's no question that as you open up, and as Mayor Cabaldon, I think, was saying, I caught the end of his conversation, there's no question that as you open things up, that there's a trade-off in terms of an increased risk of infection. So we're trying to be very judicious about how we do things and do things carefully as we open more widely. For example, the restrictions that will be placed on in-dining restaurants and other activities, et cetera. And we can talk a little bit about containment and contact tracing in a minute if you wish. But we're trying to do things judiciously so that as long as people are sociable, but they can be sensible as well.
So Mayor Cabaldon was saying that there's more to this story than the data points and all the boxes you need to check to pass through the phases that the state requires. He's saying in just sticking with the data, you're just going to read the signs that you want to read, meaning you, the collective, not you, the county. And his point being the virus hasn't gone away, that everybody just effectively has beaten the surge right now. Can you tell me your views on that part of the story?
Yeah, so that's actually a very valid point. So Sacramento, and let me start by talking about Sacramento's success story. As you've covered extensively, and as people probably now know, we are number one. We're the best in the country in terms of lowest case rate of infection. And we've been testing a lot of people now, so that's not because of the number of testing. And lest you think it's because of the testing, in fact, we have one of the lowest rates of deaths in the United States as well. And our number of people hospitalized currently in the entire county of Sacramento for 1.5 million people in all hospitals is 12 cases of COVID. That's it. So we've bent the curve. I would argue we've almost broken the curve. But that means that we have very few people who have had recovered from the disease and potentially may have gotten immune from the disease. So as opposed to New York, where 20% or more of people have been exposed to the virus and there's some immunity building there, we have very little immunity, which is why we have to be very judicious as we open these activities to our population and be sensible as well as sociable.
I'd like to know some of the behind-the-scenes process that's happening, because there is this specific example of the Sacramento Zoo getting an okay to reopen with modifications June 1st, sending out press releases and notices to their members. And then the okay was rescinded by your department. What happened there?
By me, actually. It was a misconstruing of the state's guidance. There was some contradictory guidance from the state. So, for example, they allowed outdoor museums, outdoor activities with modifications, and outdoor galleries. And I had presumed that that would include the zoos. In fact, all I could think of was zoos and the statuary at the Crocker. So I went ahead and gave them the go-ahead. And then it turned out in another piece that the state put out that they did not allow it in galleries and zoos. So it was contradictory evidence, but I had to back down, and so I apologize to the zoo for that. Hopefully they will be able to move forward in the third phase in the near future.
I have heard people say, and the example would be Yuba in Sutter County, that the county really has more latitude, or a mayor has more latitude, that the state has guidelines. But let's say you had gone ahead with the opening of the zoo. What might the consequences have been to the county or to you?
Yeah, so we're not sure about that. The governor has made very clear over many, many press conferences that he wants the state, the counties, the local, to be local flexibility, and there should be some local nuance. So we're trying to, we are doing that with a variety of issues in the county, but we want to stay pretty much in the guidelines of the governor, to stay in their good graces, if you will, and to stay in line, because most of their activities they're allowing or that they're preventing makes sense. There are some cases that don't necessarily, and so we may have some nuanced differences, but basically we're following the guidance of the governor.
And just a point here on going ahead with approval. Mayor Steinberg told us Monday that a hurdle for the county had been the state's requirement that there be no COVID deaths in the county for over 14 days. And then the governor reshaped with his team the criteria for county approval. Would you just go back and verify what had been the hurdle in your view and what's different now?
Yeah, the only criteria that we did not meet of the original criteria the governor put out, which was 10 different things, including case rates per capita, surge capacity in hospitals, that they have room for patients, et cetera, et cetera. The only criteria that we didn't make was zero deaths in 14 days. And frankly, no moderate-sized county and certainly no large-sized county could possibly make that. So the governor changed the epidemiological requirements to be more based per capita, and because of that now I think it went from 22 to 53 counties that are likely to get approval.
Let's do talk about contact tracing, and I'm most interested in what a person might experience if they are reached out to by a contact tracer and have to answer questions. What's that going to be like?
Yeah, so let me take a quick step back first, if you will. If I can, we were talking about containment of the virus when it first started and hit it in Sacramento. We got so many cases that we had to move to mitigation instead, which was trying to prevent the risk to those who are most at danger of the disease, the seniors and vulnerable population. We have done such a good job in the county now, thanks to all the people in Sacramento County, in terms of reducing the number of cases, that we're down to between 5 and 12 cases a day total. And with 35 contact tracers and more on the way, we can easily handle those number of cases. So what happens is, let's say Peter Bielans and me test positive. Our public health folks find out about that because all positives are reported to the public health department division. They then have a contact tracer usually telephonically contact me. They could do it in person, but they probably do it by telephone. They talk to me. They find out who I've been exposed to and who's had significant exposure to my coughing or whatever. They then contact those people. They get them tested. Meanwhile, they quarantine them while the test is being run until they get the results back and either release them or they put them in isolation if they test positive. And that's the way you can literally squash out an outbreak from starting. It's by actually containing case by case the infection.
All right. We have a Memorial weekend holiday ahead of us with changing rules, loosening guidelines. What are your thoughts? What are your concerns, Dr. Bielanson?
Well, my concerns are people potentially going hog wild on a beautiful Memorial Day weekend and tying up 35 rafts going down the American River. I don't mean to cast aspersions on one particular business sector, but just using it as an example. That's what we do not want. We do not want a bunch of unrelated people congregating on a bunch of rafts piled up in the American River, because that's how you end up with 30 cases and boom, you're off to the races in terms of starting up the epidemic again. What we want people to be is both sensible and sociable. So we are opening the restaurants with restrictions. We're opening the mall with restrictions. We want people, again, to be sensible but sociable at the same time. And by trying to continue to abide by the guidelines that have been put out by us and the state over the last few weeks.
What's the rule for rafting for this weekend?
The rule for rafting is no.
All right. I think a lot of people had the same picture in their mind about what will it be? What will happen on the rivers, and how will people try to get out and enjoy this weekend?
But they can certainly go to the beaches on the American River and the Sacramento River, or where the confluence occurs, as long as they socially distance. Again, the most important way that this disease is spread is face-to-face contact, close contact. And so we've got to make sure that we keep our social distance from folks who are not related to us, who we don't stay at home with.
As always, thank you, Dr. Bielenson. I appreciate your time and the important information. Take care.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Peter Bielenson, Sacramento County's Director of Public Health Services. One more important stop in this conversation is the chair of the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors. He is Phil Cerna, and he is on the phone now, too. Supervisor Cerna, welcome back to Insight.
Thanks for having me, Beth.
Same question about warnings and concerns as this reopening happens and over a holiday weekend. Is it possible that we aren't fully staring at the dangers of COVID-19 in taking these steps?
Well, I think there's always going to be a possibility that something, maybe out of our periphery on this. But I have to start by saying how proud all of us on the Board of Supervisors are of Dr. Bielenson and his staff, and Dr. Olivia Kasseri, our public health officer, for really doing a tremendous job of managing things during this pandemic. And as Peter mentioned, the Sacramento area, Sacramento County in particular, is really doing a fantastic job compared to other areas across the country. But to answer your question, I think we have to be as focused as possible, and certainly with the actions that the board took yesterday, that was part and parcel of exercising that. And I'm confident that, again, with the admonitions that Dr. Bielenson just made, that we can carefully, thoughtfully progress into the next stage. And if you or anyone of your listeners bothered to watch us live yesterday during our hearing, he was riddled with a lot of questions from all of us to make sure that we all understand what the movement into stage 2B means and what it doesn't mean, and also what happens if we get some indication that the virus transmission infection rate is moving in a direction that we don't want.
So San Diego County, you might have seen this, is asking to essentially skip over stage 2 and move ahead to stage 3. How quickly do you want Sacramento County to move ahead?
Well, it's really not my decision. It's not what I want. This has to be, it has to continue to be a very deliberate, methodical assessment of where we are in our ability to contain the virus, to limit transmission, to make sure certainly that the public stays well informed about how to do that, how to keep the transmission rate down. So I don't really look at it as what any elected member of the Board of Supervisors or any elected person, quite frankly, wants. This has to be a continued relationship with the medical community and our public health professionals to guide us to make sure that the public stays safe.
So Mayor Steinberg wants mandatory masks. Where are you on the subject of masks?
I tend to agree that I think, masks are an essential part of, the arsenal of keeping transmission down. And that, again, is not going to be a call that I make or that our board makes. That's going to be a call that our public health officer makes about the status of masks in our community in terms of how we are to use masks when we're out in public. You see with the attestation that was adopted yesterday, there's some very specific reference to masks in restaurants, for instance, in terms of dining. So there, I suspect that Dr. Bjornson and Dr. Kasseri will continue to give us very clear guidance and give the public clear guidance about the use of masks.
So just to review what Dr. Bjornson said, no rafting this weekend on the rivers, but malls will have openings with modifications. And then the biggie in the county and in the city seem to be the ability to dine in at a restaurant. How do you think people will respond? And I mean staff wanting to work and customers wanting to go out to dinner.
Well, I tend to be very confident in the people I represent, that they are going to demonstrate behavior that is really steeped in the last 2 months, what they've experienced in the last 2 months, what we all have, which is how serious this is. And I think the restaurateurs in particular understand what's at stake. If there is an inability to manage crowds, if there's an inability to manage social distancing appropriately, things can change very quickly. And so I think there's a lot at stake. I think this is being viewed by many of us as, your test case, so to speak, in terms of this weekend. And we're going to see how people behave. I'm hopeful, but I'm confident that the public takes this as seriously as we do on the Board of Supervisors, certainly as seriously as Dr. Bjornson and our medical professionals at the county do, and will continue to practice social distancing appropriately.
Thank you for your time. Stay safe, Supervisor Serna, and I hope it is a right and appropriate weekend for everybody.
I do too. Thank you, Beth.
Okay, that is the chair of the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors, Phil Serna. We have posted the county's latest public health directive. There's much more information. I'll say the best guidance is wherever you live, go to the COVID-19 site for your county. It's full of information, and you'll be able to find, I think, answers to many of your questions. Anyway, there's much more at capradio.org/insight. You are listening to Insight on Cap Radio. The Uplift is next, and we're standing by to talk with Gold Star mother Betsy Reed Schultz.